you everyone for being here today. My presentation is entitled On Awareness. Super tall. So yeah, my presentation is entitled On Awareness Among Men Who Have Sex with Men. In Puerto Rico, using data from the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System from 2008 and 2011. I have no relationships to disclose. And just a bit of a background on men who have sex with men. It's the only group in which HIV incidence has been steadily increasing in Puerto Rico. And for this reason, epidemiological studies have been conducted and reported that MSN in Puerto Rico are engaging in high-risk behaviors, higher than other groups in the island. So we have to highlight that unrecognized HIV infection has been identified as a public health challenge that still needs to be addressed. So regarding the epidemic of HIV in Puerto Rico, according to a report from the CDC in 2013, Puerto Rico is one of the 10 states and territories with the highest burden of HIV infection, incidence and prevalence. And also recent data from the HIV surveillance system has reported around 47,000 cases of HIV/AIDS in Puerto Rico. And among those, around 20,000 persons are living with the disease, and men accounting for 69.2% of them. And of those, 26% were men who have sex with men. So for this presentation, we aim to examine changes among sociodemographic variables, HIV prevalence, and especially HIV infection and awareness among the results obtained from the 2008 and 2011 NHBS MSM cycles. So now, just to briefly summarize, what is NHBS? So this surveillance system was created in 2003 by the CDC with the interest of monitoring HIV infection and risk factors in high-risk populations among 20 jurisdictions of the United States and their territories, including Puerto Rico, which is this pretty point right here. And anonymous surveys are conducted by cycles among these three high-risk populations, which are men who have sex with men, injection drug users, and heterosexuals at high risk. In Puerto Rico, NHBS is conducted by the Puerto Rico Department through the HIV Surveillance Program. For this analysis, we use data collected by the NHBS among MSM cycles in 2008 and 2011. And we define HIV unawareness as participants who self-reported a prior negative HIV test, but when tested in our study, they tested positive. NHBS used a venue-based sampling method, and prior to each cycle, affirmative research is conducted in order to identify the venues exclusively attended by MSM. And some of those venues are bars, nightclubs, beaches, community, and religious organizations. So the inclusion criteria for our analysis were male of age 18 or older, residents of the San Juan Metropolitan Statistical Area, able to provide consent and complete the interview in English or Spanish, having had oral or anal sex with another man in the last 12 months, and agreed to and complete the HIV rapid test. So we finished with a sample size of 313 men for 2008 and 335 for 2011. So for the statistical analysis, we did a univariate analysis, just a descriptive analysis of sociodemographic variables, behavioral and health-related characteristics by cycle. For the bivariate analysis, we used chi-square and Fisher's exact test to determine differences between our variables of interest with unawareness. And finally, for our multivariate, we use Poisson regression model in order to estimate the prevalence odds ratios in HIV unawareness. Well, having that in mind, some of our significant results regarding age. Even though the vast majority of the men were 18 to 29 years old, A significant increase in age was observed across cycles, as we can see, from 4.9% in 2008 to almost 50% in 2011. Likewise, for annual household income, even though more than that half of the participants had an income of $20,000 or less, we can see a significant increase in income from 2008 to 2011. Regarding venue type, as we can see in the, here in the graphic, the vast majority of the participants were recruited at bars, clubs, or sex venues. Now, this is important for HIV testing in the past 12 months. And as we can see, if, more than half of the participants did not get tested for HIV in the past 12 months. And no significant changes were observed across cycles. So this is important because, as we can see, this is an estimate that are high and remain constant through across the cycles. Prevalence of MSN and a prevalence decrease in from 2008 from 11.5 to 9% in 2011, although these changes of over time in prevalence were not statistically significant. Now regarding our variable of interest or dependent variable of unawareness, here we can see the vast majority of MSN were unaware of their infection and no significant changes were observed over time. So here we have that in 2008, 72.2% of participants were unaware of their infection, and in 2011, almost 77% of them were unaware of their infection. So this is important because those are high estimates, and they are higher when compared to the other jurisdiction of NHBS, and they are also higher when compared to what's expected for the 2020 National HIV Strategy, which is a 90% of awareness in this among this population. So, yeah, they're pretty high. And now, for multivariate analysis, our age-adjusted regression model showed that as number of male sexual partners increased, men were 1% more likely to be unaware of their infection, and this was statistically significant. And but on the other hand, among those who reported having had a female sexual partner in the last 12 months were 50% less likely to be unaware of their infection when compared to those who had a female sexual partner in the last 12 months. Although this association was not statistically significant, it is important because, as we can see, there's a change in the direction of the magnitude of association among those who reported having had a female sexual partner in the last 12 months. Finally, for our variable of disclosure to healthcare provider, we can see that those who reported their sexual preferences to their healthcare provider were 35% more likely to be unaware of their infection when compared to those who disclosed to their healthcare provider. So this is a result in what we need to work the most. And we need to focus our efforts and on these, especially because we need to know why is this happening. So we need to focus our efforts on interventions and the creation of interventions and educational development for healthcare providers, and also interventions for MSM, for health empowerment, because we want them to be empowered of their health. And so we have to acknowledge that we have some limitations for this analysis. And our results are not generalizable. They only represent the MSM from the San Juan Metropolitan Statistical Area. Also, we were unable to weigh data, which can of course lead to an underestimate of the standard error of our estimates. Although it is important to clarify that due to the NHBS venue-based sampling methodology, it is hard to weigh this data. Also, we have some methodological limitations, such as lack of temporality in variables such as disclosure to healthcare provider. We were unable to know when those MSM disclosed to their healthcare provider, who was their healthcare provider, and also we did not know if they got tested for HIV before or after disclosure to their healthcare provider. So to conclude, this increase observed in HIV incidence according to the HIV surveillance system might be explained due to the high proportion of unaware MSM in the island. Therefore, targeted prevention efforts should be delineated in order to promote HIV prevention and decrease HIV unawareness among this population. Better efforts such as targeted, like I said, educational interventions among healthcare providers, and also efforts to improve the uptake of the HIV test. And also, these data can be used to monitor progress toward national strategies and local efforts to maximize the impact of prevention programs and creation of public policy. And as part of our efforts, the DAPU team, our team is currently working on opportunities for public health action, such as targeted prevention to decrease HIV unawareness, educational development for healthcare providers. We're currently working on the dissemination of infographics with our results for healthcare providers, because we want them to know what is happening and how to act. And also, and interventions focused on health empowerment in order to decrease the HIV burden. And of course, we want our data to be used for public policy in HIV on awareness and treatment. Finally, I would like to acknowledge, of course, the NHBS participants and the staff for their hard work. The HIV Surveillance System Director, Ms. Sandra Miranda, and HBS and the NHBS Coordinator in Puerto Rico, Yadira Garum. Also, our PI, Dr. Vivian Colon, and our team and everyone. Thank you.
Okay, we have time for questions. If you have questions, please raise them now.
Here? Yeah, of course. Those who disclose, the ones who talk to their healthcare provider regarding their sexual preferences and behaviors, are more likely to be unaware of their infant. Yeah, more likely to be unaware. It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not what we were expecting, but that's how we are focusing our efforts on knowing what's happening and on interventions and knowing what is the gap, what is happening in this in that moment, the conversations between the healthcare provider and the MSN. They are not talking. I'm not comfortable on talking to them. What is happening? Yeah.
Other questions for Carola? No questions for? Okay. Any questions for any of our thank you. If there are questions for any of our other panel members, since we have about 2 minutes left, you can raise those now.
So you're still on, you're not on the hook yet.
Come on. Yes. Carola, can you come to the mic?
I'm sorry, Jimmy has become in contact with them after the interview?
Yes, they would be unaware of infections. They would be back to them.
Yes, well, not at the, this is a rapid test, so at the moment they got their results. We don't know if they are unaware, because this is after the analysis, but when the interview is performed, they got offered services and everything, so they can know where to contact information and regarding services and everything. Yeah.
So is anything happening differently as a result of the research that you've done? How is this being done to help in Puerto Rico?
Difference to what, sorry?
Yeah, just as a result of what you found out, are things changing in Puerto Rico?
Well, this is the latest result we had. I think there's an interventions and there are programs that are focusing on knowing what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I know about colleagues that are working with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we are using our results in order to educate our providers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope if it's changing, it will change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yes. Okay, well, thanks everyone for the session, and please join me in thanking all of our wonderful panelists for their presentation.